Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Bone River by Megan Chance, performed by Amy Rubinate. Shoalwater Bay, Washington Territory, Spring, 1855. Prologue. It was a sacred place, an ancient place. Here was the confluence of river and bay, of sky and forest, salt marsh and slough. The water stretching its fingers far into the land, as if it meant always to reclaim it. Here was a presence that gave weight to the fog and rain that lingered in the swollen air, even in sunlight, especially in moonlight. A presence I felt, that I'd felt since my father and I had first come here 3 years ago, drawn by science, by possibility. The Indians all said the land was haunted, but Papa built a house and put up a barn without regard for spirits or Indian superstition, almost in spite of those things, as if he meant to insist upon our rationality, and the river rewarded him, spilling its secrets onto the bank, relics from an old Chinook village, detritus from middens long buried or washed away in floods, an ethnological gold mine that kept my father here, even as he hated it. He built the house on a rise and glared at the Kwikalein River as if he could keep it within its banks by sheer force of will. He saw only science here, and study, and he disdained that sacredness I felt, that sense that spirits hovered always. The land was haunted, I thought, but Papa only said, "You have too much imagination, Leonie." And I knew he was right. It was unseemly in a scientist, a flaw I usually fought. But today, I felt those spirits waiting to claim him. He coughed, and I was at his side in a moment, pulling the chair closer to his bed, reaching for the basin of cool water, dipping the cloth. I wrung it out, but before I could bring it to his fevered skin, he caught my hand to stop me, with more strength than I'd expected. "Are you thirsty?" I asked. "Can I bring you something?" He shook his head. I let the rag drop back into the basin and curled my fingers around his, bringing them to my lips. His graying hair was sparse against his scalp, his sun-touched skin freckled with dark spots that only served to bring into contrast its ghastly hue. There were dark circles beneath his eyes and stubble upon his cheeks, and his lips were blue, as was the skin around his nostrils. He beckoned weakly for me to come closer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?